はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ワールドカップスペシャルでございます。
よしです。
じゅんです。
Peter here. Today we have a very special World Cup special. That didn't make much sense. We interrupt today's usual broadcasting to bring you a World Cup special. Now, as many of you know, Japan made the World Cup and today is their first game. To speak about that game, we brought in a special guest. Now, this guy knows football. Or, for the US, soccer. How much does he know about football? His illustrious career started in elementary school. He played through middle school, then high school. Then, rather than going to university here, he went all the way to England, not to study, not to learn English, not for the girls, but for what did you go for, Jun-san?
Playing football.
Come on, baby, it's the World Cup today.
Yeah.
When was the last time you played soccer?
I usually played every weekend.
Yeah. He knows all about soccer. The minute one of the most important players from the Japanese squad was cut, he got an email. Simultaneously, we have him in here today to speak about the team, let you know about the prospects, let you know all about what's going on here in Japan. Because let me tell you, right now, the only talk at the office is about tonight's game. Now, Jun-san, who is Japan playing tonight?
Australia.
Australia. Now, we have a lot of listeners in Australia. A lot of listeners.
Right.
So we'd like to wish you two the best of luck. We're not playing favorites here. Well, I'm not playing favorites here. Maybe June. June, who do you want to win?
Of course, Japan.
So we can't promise a non-biased show, but we can wish you luck right now. So the best of luck to you. We know that your squad is very improved, and we're looking forward to seeing today's match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, June. So let's let the Australian people know who's good out there, what's going on with Japan's team. So first, who should the Australians watch out for? Who's the best player on the Japanese team?
Nakata.
What's his first name?
Hidetoshi Nakata.
Yoshi-san, do you agree?
Yes.
What's so good about him?
His haircut.
All right, June. Tell us about Nakata. What's so good about Nakata?
I think Nakata is a key player, and he's been in Europe for a long time to play. Uh-huh. And he had loads of experience to play against European people.
He's the one to watch out for.
Yeah.
He's going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nakata, what position does he play?
Defensive midfielder. But I think he always plays up front as well.
He's all over the field. That's why he's so good. All right. Who's next?
I think Nakamura. He's also a very good player. And he's usually making the, control of the game.
All right. So he's another player to watch out for. He's also a midfielder?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Japanese midfield is the strongest point.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right. Now, any other players to watch out for?
Takahara.
I heard about him. Yoshi-san, have you heard about this guy?
Yes.
What about him? Tell me something about this guy.
He plays in Germany and scores lots of goals. Lots of girls. And he plays in Germany, and he scores lots of goals.
All right, so he's up on the attack. Who else? Who else do the Aussies have to watch tonight?
And Fukunishi.
Fukunishi? I never heard of him. Come on.
And
what's so good about him?
Fukunishi is always just try to make a balance of the team. So when the balance is not very good, he's trying to adjust the team and position.
So Fukunishi, he kind of plays the role of if Nakata goes up, he falls back.
Yes.
If Nakata's back, he goes up. Or they kind of work in tandem.
Yeah.
All right. So this is it. These are the players you want to listen for.
Yeah. So basically, the midfielder is a very important point of Japan. If midfielder doesn't play well, which means, Japan is going to lose.
So everything rests on the feet of these guys. I got it. All right, so now we got that established. Let's talk a little bit about the team itself. Now, who's the coach? We hear so much about the coach.
Coach is Zico, the famous Brazilian person. uh-huh. historically famous. He played 3 times in the World Cup, and everybody knows him.
What do you think of him?
He's a great player.
Emphasis on the player.
Yeah, he's special, you know, as a player. But as a coach...
Say it, June. Let it all out.
I have some question about him, you know, just his tactics or his way to choose, you know, any tactics or just, I'm really doubt about
his methods. I know.
His method and his soul thinking, you know.
Now, recently, young people are very passionate about soccer. And mm-hmm. today, everybody's talking about the game tonight. The game. So we're going to wait and see what happens. But again, more about what's going on here. Now, this year, what's the name of the team? Yoshi-san, they have a special name, and it's associated with a color. Give us that name in Japanese, please.
Samurai Blue.
One more time.
Samurai Blue.
And break it down.
Samurai Blue. Samurai Blue.
What do you think of the name?
That sounds cool.
Jun-san, how about you?
Yeah, it's not bad, but
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, but you know, samurai. It's, I don't know. I mean, it's too. なんつうのかな? Cool.
Come on.
Quite old stuff, and that's you know, なんていうの?
Some people think it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. I think a bit cheesy. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's split into 2 camps in Japan. The people who like it and the ones that are like, come on, we can do better than that. Because the color didn't change. All they did was add the samurai in front of it. It's the same color as last time. Well, at least they're getting good at marketing. It's all about the marketing.
Yeah, I think so. But no play at the samurai anyway. So.
Okay, so what's the name? Why don't we start with the name of the World Cup? Give us a name in Japanese. When you're talking to your Japanese friends, how do you say World Cup in Japanese?
World Cup.
There it is. Katakana word. Can you break this down for us?
World Cup.
Now, the interesting thing is when it's written, how is it written in many cases?
W-hai.
The English letter W... Yes. And the Chinese character, the kanji for cup, W cup. So whenever you see advertisements all around Tokyo, you'll see W and then the kanji for cup, which is the same one that's in kanpai. So it's actually W high, World Cup, tonight's game. There's probably going to be a lot of Japanese people there, and we know there's going to be a lot of Australians there. So what are the Japanese going to be saying to support the team?
Nippon. Nippon.
Yes, we went over this one, if you remember, from the Olympics, JCC. Break it down for us one more time.
Nippon. Nippon.
And they usually bring these plastic things with them that make a lot of noise when hit together. And it kind of sounds something like this. You'll probably hear this tonight.
Nippon. Nippon.
Nippon.
Nippon.
Give you something like what you hear tonight. Now, there's also a song that they sing. What's the name of the song?
日本代表の歌.
And the song for the Japanese representatives. Break it down.
日本代表の歌. 日本代表の歌.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is give you some soccer terms. Most important, what's the word for goal?
得点.
Break it down.
得点. 得点.
And there's also?
Goal. Goal.
All right, break it down.
Goal. Goal.
How about foul?
反則.
Han-so-ku.
So if a Japanese player is tackled hard and the fans think it's a foul, you may hear them say,
Han-so-ku.
If it's a bad foul, what kind of card's coming out?
イエローカード。
イエローカード。
イエローカード。イエローカード。
And if it's really bad?
レッドカード。
And if someone gets a red card?
退場。
Exit. They're out of there. Break that down.
Ta, I, jo, u, taijo.
Now, there's one more important player on the Japanese team. And that player, what position does he play?
Goalkeeper.
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 What's his name?
Kawaguchi.
Now, Jun-san, what do you think of this guy?
I think he's a great player.
Yeah, this is one guy that could really change the game.
Yeah.
I think a lot depends on how he plays.
Mm-hmm. I think he's not tall enough, but sometimes he can play amazingly.
I don't know. It's him and the midfielders that's going to make and break it for Japan. Now, who else is in Japan's group?
Croatia.
Croatia.
Croatia. Croatia.
And last but not least,
Brazil.
Brazil.
Brazil. Brazil.
Oh, yes. You know, it's a really tough group that Japan finds itself in. The Japanese team has been improving, making great strides in recent years.They're the current Asian champions, winning the last Asian tournament. And I believe they're the highest ranked Asian team. However, this group is quite tough. Now, the question everyone wants to know. Jun-san, what's going to happen? Give us your prediction. Keep in mind, there's people going to be betting out there based on what you say.
In order to get through the round, Japan must win this game.
So tonight's pretty much...
So any team, you know, won the first game...87% go through the second round.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So that's huge.
Last World Cup 2002.
Uh-huh.
In Japan and Korea, only one team, which is Turkey.
Lost the first game and then went on to the second round.
That's right. Only one team.
Really stressing. Yeah. So it all comes down to tonight. How are you feeling about tonight? Give me a prediction, outcome.
I hope the score is 2-0, 1-0.Anyway, Japan have to win, and Japan will win.
There it is. Yoshi-san, what do you think?
The Samurai Blue is going to beat the Kangaroo Yellow.
It's going to be a good game tonight. And also, oh, by the way, the U.S. is playing too, so best of luck to them. Now, we're going to try and get this podcast out before the game starts, so we're wishing both teams the best of luck.In the true sportsmanship, that's one of the most amazing things about Japan, is the sportsmanship they display. So, how can we wish the Australians the best of luck? Not only the Australians, everybody else who's in the tournament, how can we wish them the best of luck?
頑張ってください!
And now, how about a little support for your team, the Samurai Blue?
頑張ってください!
All right. So, that's going to do for today.Best of luck to all the teams in the tournament. We are looking forward to the game tonight.
また明日。頑張って。